In this bulletin, a not guilty plea over the deadly New Zealand mosque rampage. Boris Johnson leads the first round of voting to be Britain's Prime Minister. And an historic win for the Matildas in the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Australian man accused of shooting dead 51 worshippers at two New Zealand mosques has stunned an Auckland courtroom by declaring himself not guilty. Appearing via video link, Brendan Tarrant pleaded not guilty to more than 90 murder and terror charges and will stand trial next year over the March 15 attacks in Christchurch. The 28-year-old faces 51 counts of murder and 40 of attempted murder, as well as terrorism offences. Tarrant smiled as his lawyer entered the pleas to all 92 charges. Dozens of relatives of victims and survivors packed the courtroom, and gasps were heard when Tarrant entered his not guilty plea. Former Prime Minister Bob Hawke is being remembered at a state service in Sydney. The service is being held at the Sydney Opera House, where Mr. Hawke launched his successful 1983 campaign to be Prime Minister and Labor's longest-serving leader. In keeping with the campaign's slogan, Bringing Australia Together, the memorial will aim to unite figures from both sides of Australian politics. Speakers at the service will include family members, as well as current Labor leader Anthony Albanese, former Deputy and Treasurer Paul Keating, and Aboriginal Labor MP Linda Burney. Eight varieties of milk sold in Victoria and southern New South Wales are being recalled amid fears they may contain a cleaning solution. Lactalis Australia is recalling 1 litre milk products sold at IGA, Coles, Woolworths and independence stores as they could contain a food-grade dairy cleaning solution. The company says the affected milk may have a yellowish colour or a metallic chemical taste. The milk brands being recalled include Coles, Paul's, Rev and Physical Milks, with use-by dates between the 25th and 27th of June. Anyone concerned about their health should seek medical advice. Controversial White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will leave the Trump administration at the end of the month to return to her home state of Arkansas. A close aide to President Donald Trump, she's one of the few remaining with him from the 2016 campaign. Mr. Trump announced the news of her surprise departure on Twitter and later sang her praises while encouraging her to run for the Arkansas governor's post.
She is a special person, a very, very fine woman. She has been so great. She has such heart. She's strong, but with great, great heart. And I want to thank you for an outstanding job.
Critics say she's presided over the degradation of the press secretary role, scrapping regular media briefings and confining her appearances to television interviews. Controversial former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has come out on top in the British Conservative Party's first round of voting for a new Prime Minister. The leading Brexit campaigner received the most support with 144 votes, confirming him as favourite to take over from Theresa May. Three of the 10 candidates were eliminated after they failed to meet the 17-vote threshold to stay in the race. MP Dame Cheryl Gillan announced the politicians still in contention.
The following seven candidates are eligible to participate in the next ballot on Tuesday, the 18th of June. Michael Gove, Matt Hancock, Jeremy Hunt, Sajid Javid, Boris Johnson, Dominic Raab, and Rory Stewart.
Further elimination votes will be held next week. The final two candidates will be selected by 160,000 Conservative Party MPs across the UK, with the final result expected by late July. To sport and in football, Australia's campaign at the Women's World Cup in France is back on track after a come-from-behind victory over Brazil in Montpellier. Matilda's coach, Ante Milicic, says his players have proved their character with their performance.
Yeah, it's a big result for us and we needed it today. Today was a real Australian performance from these girls. I'm very proud of them and I think to come from 2-0 down, if anyone questioned the character of this team, they answered it in the best possible way.
Australia is now well placed to advance to the knockout stage of the tournament. Their final match of the group stage is against Jamaica on Wednesday morning. And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide also showers, 16. Melbourne, a possible shower, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Canberra, light frost and 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 18. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 19. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.